Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on Classic. Runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour Classic on Saturday, March 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. That's SebringRaceway.com. We continue with your phone calls. Then coming up, we'll give you some contact info if you are upset as I am and Dale is about what happened to one of our fellow Liberty lovers over this past week on Monday morning, being raided by a dozen cops with a bunch of volunteers coming to steal the man's horses from him. Brian Travis was on the phone with us Monday night. You can hear a lengthy interview with him giving his side of the story. I'd like to point out that I did call the SPCA, the supposed animal-loving group, and as well as the police chief, both of who were involved in the raid. I called them both and asked for their side of the story, asked for their comment. Neither of them bothered to call back. So, I mean, I was trying to be fair.
It's us or no one. No one watches the watchers, so we're the only ones that can do it. We have to hold them accountable.
So, Dale, you've got some numbers. We're going to give you those in a moment. First, let's talk to Jeremy in Montana. Let's not talk to Jeremy. He's gone. Instead, let's get out the numbers.
These are
the numbers for the Candia Police Department and the...
Steve Sproul at the NH...
He's the head investigator. SCA. He's the guy who had basically initiated this.
Right. He is... the manager of the field services division. I guess do we know for sure that he's involved with this raid? I mean, I'm pretty confident.
He was there. He was on that video.
He was on. Okay.
Yep.
These people don't seem to want to respond and explain what's going on. So I think we should be trying to find out from them what's going on.
It doesn't seem unreasonable to ask.
Not at all. And I would suggest that people do exactly that. Ask questions about what's going on. Why were they raided?
Tell them how you feel, too, while you're
tell them how you feel. Don't just insult them or shout epithets or anything like that. You know, tell them how you really feel. Stephen Sproul, his office number is 603-772-2921, extension 111.
So one more time.
603-772-2921.
Now we're giving these numbers.
Extension 111.
We're giving these numbers out to people that are listening internationally. I mean, this is an internationally syndicated talk show. You can still call from somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You do not have to live in New Hampshire. In fact, this is a great way. People call the show all the time saying things like, well, I'm tied down where I am, but I support what you guys are doing in New Hampshire. How can I help? And normally our answer is, well, send money. send money to Dale. Go to anarchyinyourhead.com. Buy some stuff from his store. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Join the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Send a few bucks to the Free State Project. There are a lot of ways to get behind the liberty activism that's happening in New Hampshire without actually being in New Hampshire financially. And then when something like this happens, when one of our people, for lack of a better term, when one of our allies is arrested and the state is going after them, then that's a time you can really help out. Because imagine you're Steve Sproul. You're the guy, and go ahead and give the Steve Sproul number out one more time.
Okay. Steve Sproul number is 603-772-2921. And his extension is 111.
Imagine you're Steve Sproul, and your usual day is you go around with your fat old self, and you walk around to various different people's houses in your big red truck. You walk up to their house, and you harass them about some allegation a neighbor might have made about their animals. And maybe sometimes it's true, in which case, well, then I would have some empathy toward what Steve Sproul was doing. If he was actually taking abused animals from abusive homes, I support actions like that in the marketplace. I mean, if my neighbor is beating his dog in the backyard, I see nothing wrong with going and taking that dog away. You know,
right.
If it's actually being abused and there's no doubt about that. In this case, there's an awful lot of doubt. In fact, in this case, there are eyewitnesses who are saying, we've looked at these horses, they were fine. Indeed, the same doctor that the state brought out to do this enforcement action was at the house just a few weeks beforehand, and he didn't say anything was wrong with the horses. So there are all kinds of information. There's all kinds of information that leads to me to believe, at least, that the Travises are in the right here, and the state is absolutely out of control. They're not even following their own rules. But imagine being Steve Sproul and having your average day just, you know, maybe having to answer a phone call or two and go out to various different people's houses, and now all of a sudden, calls are coming in all day long. Your voicemail box is full. You can't get to the voicemail that you consider important because there's just so many voicemails in the front of it. And then you've got text messages coming in. There's some anonymous text messaging website people have been sending Mr. Sproul messages through. You're starting to get people showing up at your office, perhaps, even, and complaining about this. Before you know it, there might even be a protest out in front of the guy's home. I know some activists disagree with that particular approach. I, however, think that there's nothing wrong with having a protest out in front of a bureaucrat's home. I think it's actually something that hasn't happened yet, and probably at some point should, because their family needs to know what it is that their loved one does for a living.
Well, you know, they do need to be held accountable. This is, if people are innocent until proven guilty, we can't assume that what the government bureaucrats are doing is right off the bat. That goes against the whole notion of being innocent until proven guilty. So, mm-hmm. And if they're not going to answer, they should have to publicly explain why they're going after someone. If there's real guilt involved, if there really is animal abuse, they should at least be able to explain it to us. And I think that this is just holding them accountable. That's all we're trying to do.
So let's give the other number out. This is for the Candia Police Department. Again, neither of these organizations wish to comment publicly, so maybe you can get a comment out of them.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe if they get enough calls, they'll start to answer questions. 603-483-2318. 603-483-2318. That's Mike, the Candia Police Department, and the chief is Michael McGillen.
And he was there also. So both Steve Sproul and Michael McGillen, both on the premises during the horse raid on Monday morning. See if you can get him to pick up the phone. I actually did have Steve answer his cell phone, which is also on that thread. You can go to nhfree.com. We won't give you another phone number, but you can go to nhfree.com, go to the forum, look in the general forum for the Brian Travis thread, and you can get Steve's cell phone number. I'll leave him a voicemail there if you want to. He did pick up. And I said, is this Steve? He said, yes. I said, I'm recording this phone call. I'm Ian Freeman from an internationally syndicated show, Free Talk Live, and would like to get your side of this. Click.
Okay.
So that was that. Let's continue here with your phone calls and talk to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim in Illinois, going once. Jim in Illinois, going twice. Let's try Mac in Georgia. Mac, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
One of my friends got arrested overnight.
Your friend got arrested. What happened?
A couple weeks ago, somebody tried to rob him at knife point.
Oh, dear.
Now, my friend, he's a former Marine, so I'm not even going to go into detail what happened. Long story short, he broke his arm.
Mm.
Cops came after him saying it was a drug deal going bad.
Really?
Yeah, so he pretty much told them, long story short, they could go fly a kite.
Mm.
So then the next day they came and picked him up. And that made a false police report. They won't investigate the robbery.
Wow. So let me see if I've got this straight. Your friend was robbed. He called the police were called. Did he call them?
Yes.
Man, you know what? It doesn't seem like anything good ever comes from calling the cops. He calls the cops, reporting a robbery, reporting that he'd been essentially threatened with violence if he didn't hand over whatever valuables he had on him. And the police then took him under suspicion, saying, "Well, you weren't robbed. Yeah. You were doing a drug deal, and now we're going to." And then they called the next day, and they did what?
They came after he told them that they can go, you know, do it themselves. They came the next day to his house and arrested him for making a false police report. He had to find money to get himself bailed out.
I'm more and more convinced that I will only call the police if I absolutely have to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Like if I ever find a dead body or something, just to stay out of trouble, I'll call the police. But I will not call the police for help. I can't even imagine how any situation can be improved by the police showing up.
If you find a dead body, you'd be the prime suspect if you called them.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't.
But you know, driving taxis is pretty dangerous work, and, you know, I was going out and brought a gun myself, you know, because I had the same treatment when I got robbed 2 months ago.
You know, there's no excuse for police behaving this way except for the fact that they have an excuse given to them by the Supreme Court, which says that they have no obligation to provide you with any protection services at all. And these guys are looking to fill jail cells with warm bodies, and so if it's easy for them to just... All right, Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Dates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. March 18th through the 21st. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLight. The PacLight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, We're going to try Jim in Illinois one more time. Jim, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you guys there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, good. I talked to you guys last week on Wednesday. I was telling you we had gotten a threat, or somebody called the Department of Children and Family Services here in Illinois on us claiming that we were endangering our kids because our place was basically a filthy mess. And what they said that we were going to have a week to get the place in shape, or they were, going to take further actions. They didn't specify, but there's only one thing that they do, when they
steal
children. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, been a bit of an update. Me and the wife worked our butts off in this place trying to get it as perfect as possible. And wife called me at work yesterday and told me that they arrived at the house yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to do it today to inspect our place.
Okay.
They told us Wednesday, but they came on Tuesday.
Got it.
Basically what happened was guy comes up to the door and knocks on it, and my wife is like, you guys are supposed to come tomorrow. This is a guy from the government. He said, oh, well, let me go. Or no, I'm sorry. He said, is your husband going to be home tomorrow? Because I need to talk to him. And then she said, yes, he is. He took the day off for a vacation day. So, oh, okay. Can I come in to use your phone?
Oh, no.
And my wife let him in. I was at work, of course, to use the phone.
Don't ever let bureaucrats in your house. There's no
reason. I told her 3, 4, 5, 10 times on this.
Well, it goes back to the programming. I know there's more to your story, but it goes back to the programming that we were talking about with Pierre last hour, and that the indoctrination, which not only comes from government schools, which is the primary source for it, it also comes from our neighbors and our families who've also had that same indoctrination, who also go out and create media, who go out and create movies and things like that. And of course, in every movie, in every television show, whenever the cops are at the front door, people open it up, they talk to them, and in many cases, they let them inside. So, so even if you've told your wife, hey, don't do this, she may feel like she should because, well, that's just sort of the autonomic response. Like it's been pounded into her so many times to open the door for the cops or for the government people when they come up. And she's also, I'm sure, wants to seem like she's friendly and cooperative. So she goes ahead and does it. And so what happened then?
Well, he came in, he used the phone to call back to the office. Now, apparently, from what I understand, he basically left at that point. That having been said, he was supposed to show up today to come in and take a look at the place or whatnot. I had the video camera ready.
Right.
Of course, I took the video camera with me yesterday because we had some storms going through here, and I'm a bit of a I'm a bit of a nut when it comes to severe storms.
You're a storm chaser.
I'm not a chaser, but I like I like to be ready.
Gotcha.
That kind of stuff scares and fascinates me at the same time. But so I had the camera yesterday, so she didn't use it. But
so you were all prepared for him. You were all prepared for him to show up today. You had a camera. You'd taken a day off of work. He didn't show.
He didn't show. So I'm thinking about this, and two things crossed my mind about the encounter yesterday. One. This is a government employee. Shouldn't he have a cell phone?
Oh, that's what I was thinking this whole time when you said he came in to use the phone. I find it hard to believe he doesn't have a cell phone.
Even if he doesn't have a cell phone, go down the street and use the payphone, buddy.
We're half a block from the American Legion here, and I'm sure they got a payphone there.
Yeah.
So there's that, and the other thing that jogged my mind, after I heard about the incident originally, when he came by the first time, I called over to the offices and spoke to the guy and told him that if you come here, I'm going to videotape you.
Oh, you told him?
I told him. I let him know that, guys, I want to make sure that it's not going to be a surprise to him,
He surprised you by showing up on the wrong day, used a flimsy excuse to come in and use the phone, and might have used that as his opportunity to glance around and do his inspection.
It just reminds me of when they hold hearings
and
court cases.
What pissed me off was the second thing is where he he asked my wife if I was going to be home today, that he needed to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, you know what? He didn't want to talk to me. He wanted to avoid me.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. Dale, what were you saying?
It just reminds me of when they hold court cases or hearings early, even not even telling family members sometimes, in order to avoid what they might, and they may expect a big crowd to show up in court.
They've done that up here.
Yep, they've done that several times.
In fact, Mark said on last night's show that it was Monday. He was in Concord for a hearing on the seatbelt ban, and they let a couple people speak in favor of the ban. Then they had a recess and decided to not come back until next week. So all these people had come out to speak against the seatbelt legislation.
But you have to work through the system if you want to get change.
Yeah, you work through the system when they allow you to work through the system.
It's like playing a football game where the other team's coach is also the referee.
So are you expecting to, I mean, they didn't call, they didn't tell you anything about why they didn't show up today, right?
No, they didn't. In fact, at about 2:30 this afternoon, after having waited here and being basically bored for most of the day, I called over there, and the lady at the switchboard says, oh, I don't think he's been in all day today.
That's nice. That's nice that you took a sick day or whatever. You took a day off, which you only have so many of each year, to spend the time at home so this guy could come by, and he doesn't even come by. And then, you know, for all we know, he's going to call next week and say, oh, something came up, let's reschedule. And then you'll have to take another day off work.
Yep, basically.
Right. You have to jump and through their hoops at their behest. Whatever they say you have to do, you do. Because if you don't do it, as we found out, they'll take everything you love away from you. I mean, they took Brian Travis's and his wife's horses from them this week, and they may very well come and take your children from you next week. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that, you know, you make it through this okay. But the reality is, if you don't jump through their hoops and they decide they don't like you because you haven't jumped through their hoops in the way they wanted you to, they will crack down on you until you submit. And that's the reality.
It's all about obedience.
It sure is. And I thank you for the update on the case, and thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with that. 800-259-9231.
You're talking about the indoctrination process and that sense of obedience, and how if someone, a police officer, comes to your door, everyone has the sense that they should let them in and so forth. And I felt like Steve Sproul was absolutely flabbergasted that someone didn't just let him waltz all over their property to inspect everything.
They're not used to that.
Yeah.
They're not used to people saying no.
I think it blew his mind.
And he got payback because of it. He targeted the Travis family because of that. And that's why we just need more people saying no and more people backing each other up. And that's why the Free State Project is a great idea. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. Continuing with your phone calls, Larry is in Canada. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
that is you.
Sorry, I was on speakerphone.
No problem. What's on your mind, Larry?
Actually, it's something I was reading about a number of months ago. Would have been about, November.
Mm-hmm.
It was referring to how all of these terrorist attacks that seem to occur, these either false flag or whatever they are, seem to occur around the setting of Venus in the west, the planet Venus. And the next one was to occur on December 13th, 2008. And so, you know, I looked around, waited for some kind of incident to occur. Nothing did. So I thought, well, maybe there was a flop to that.
You just didn't fish hard enough.
Interestingly enough, a number of days ago, about 4 or 5 days ago, Alex Jones had a show on about a possible bird flu virus that was sent to be put into a regular flu virus, which would then have been handed out to the public. And now that happened 3 months ago, so I'm wondering, did they try and send that out on December 13th?
Who cares?
That when they sent it.
Hmm? Who cares what date it was? What are you?
The reason why I
astrology?
Care,
are we talking about astrology here?
Oh, absolutely not. We're talking about some kook's idea of when's a good time to strike and if there is a correlation to it.
You're thinking they chose to strike on that date because it was predicted?
Because that's what they seem to think is special to them. I mean, if it's true that this is the same consistent time for 9/11, same consistent time for other major terrorist attacks that have occurred over the past decade, then if this had been sent out on that particular date, it would show a true correlation between all of this.
But what would that mean to you, even if it were true?
What would it mean to me? It would mean that there's really some stupid psychopath out there or group actually attempting to annihilate the world, essentially.
And would that validate your viewpoint? Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for validation of your belief system?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me, because what does it matter what date the tyranny is enacted upon? What does it matter what phase the moon is in when somebody has violence initiated against them? And why are you specifically, you only singling out certain terrorist events? You say only major terrorist events. Well, how about the common terrorist event of the income tax every year? How about the terrorism that each individual individual feels when the government comes upon them and they flip the police come up behind their car and they flip their reds and blues on? How about the terror that you feel in your chest when that happens? I mean,
I guarantee you something happened on December 13th and every other day.
Yeah, every single day. Of the year, the government is raiding people's homes, the government is destroying people's lives, and you're out there trying to figure out what all, you know, the planets have to do with it. I mean, come on.
No. What I'm trying to figure out is that I'm trying to figure out, you know, there's got to be a way to be prepared for this stuff, right?
To be prepared for what?
With Venus. Venus.
To be prepared. I'm sorry to be such a critic here, but to be prepared for what?
You're really digging. They sent that virus out on the 13th. Yeah.
I wish the hell I was digging, but you know.
No, you are digging.
With my professional background, I wish the heck I was digging. But the thing is,
you're just saying maybe it went out on the 13th, and you're not calling that digging?
No,
you have no idea.
You know what?
It's in that month, and maybe that's the day it went out, and that's not digging.
You know what? It's not digging. What I'm trying to do is to try and find some correlation between.
If you look hard enough for a correlation, you'll find
that's
it.
That's what he's doing.
I guarantee you.
He has created his...
That's why I'm talking about digging.
He's created a conclusion, and now he's trying to find the evidence that will support that conclusion. Your conclusion is there's some crazy person out there who's decided that December 13th is the day to launch terrorist attacks, and you're trying to prove that by finding evidence of terrorism that has happened on December 13th, ignoring, of course, all of the other terrorism around the world, as though it would matter if it were true.
Can I ask you a question?
There you go. Go ahead, sir.
This is a simple question. Why do you celebrate? Do you celebrate Christmas?
I do not.
Okay.
Dale, do you?
I do because my family does.
Okay. So, but what's special about that day? Is there anything really special about that day?
No, not really.
Not particularly.
So it wouldn't matter if you were an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim. You know, I know lots of Muslims. They also celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't celebrate it as that, but they give their kids presents so they don't feel left out like the rest of the world, right?
Okay.
So what I'm talking to you about is it seems that for certain people, there's significance to certain days. Valentine's Day seems a great day to get laid. You know, Easter's a great day to think about, you know, sacrifice. And Christmas is a great day to loot and party. Okay? But now... there is people who think of there's great days where they can be most successful at their actions. You know, it's interesting to note that there are tons of presidents, prime ministers, world leaders.
What would you do? What would you do on December 13th, let's say, if you're really confident that something was going to happen? No idea exactly what, but something bad might happen.
There is nothing I would do. But you know what? It would be interesting if they are that nuts that they have to follow these particular events, that they have to tell everybody that they're going to do something before they do it. It just seems like that's what they actually do. It just appears. Go back and look at the movies and the trivia and all the stuff that carried on before 9/11.
All right. So do you feel like there's anything that can change this? if what you say is true.
That can change this, but maybe it can change.
So then what you're admitting is you're just another defeated conspiracy theorist. You don't believe anything can change. You believe that, you know, the world's controlled by a bunch of men in some dark room, sitting in a smoky room, deciding everything that happens. And for whatever reason, they've got
actually
a real hard on for December 13th.
I don't believe that they're sitting in a smoky room.
Okay,
whatever.
Maybe they're meeting over a voicemail conference or something, conference. Look, you, what you've basically admitted is you don't believe anything can change this, so all you're doing is you're just trying to intrigue yourself with all of their, whatever it is that they believe.
Absolutely not. I do believe that we can change this, but by knowing what the strategy is, why would they do it on a certain day? If it's true that they do everything
you're wasting your time.
Setting of Venus in the West, then you'd know a specific day to do what?
Hide in your basement.
Create an Amber Alert. I don't know.
You want to hide in your basement, right? If you hide in your basement.
What does an Amber Alert do? Come on. These are
all,
so all that crap is...
If you were truly a government...
The government's not doing anything to protect us from terrorism. They're making it worse.
Homeland Security, okay? Now, if you knew that these things occurred on this particular event worldwide, wouldn't that be the key time to up it?
Point of clarification. You're actually saying you don't believe. You're a little unusual for a conspiracy guy because you sound like you don't believe the government is controlled by those who are doing these things.
No.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that. So okay, this is a little different. He's actually saying that the government security apparatus should really crack down around the 13th, and that'll take care of this problem.
Raise it to Amber.
What I'm saying is that on these particular times and events of this astrological period, that maybe they should be upping their security.
All right, tell you
call
what,
them
you
up.
Keep, you
call
keep
them up. Tell them to.
Right, you keep looking at your moon charts, and we'll keep doing our radio show. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, you can absolutely bring up anything on this show. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Dial toll-free 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. We won't necessarily agree with you, however. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help us out, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things you can do. Most of them are completely free or very low cost, like printing flyers, to help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears all around the world. Go and get that list over at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. And since we've been talking about animals, I've got another related story. Well, related in that it's about animals. We started out talking about a horse theft.
Rats.
Your rats.
No, I'm sorry.
You do have some rats. You just picked up a couple of rats, and you've been talking quite a bit about them. You're excited. And pets are great. Pets are fun. People should be able to own pets and do as they please with them, I think, to a reasonable extent. And I think that if you know, back to the issue of the horses that we were talking about earlier, if somebody's taking care of their horses in a way that you disagree with, but the horses are still alive and that, you know, they're not emaciated, if they're not being overfed, or if they're not being fed enough, or they're being underfed, if whatever it is your disagreement is with the way those horses are being treated, maybe you should just talk to the person. Maybe you should go up and persuade them. Maybe you should say, hey, you know, maybe
at least as a first step,
right?
You know, at the very least.
But they don't do that. People these days have been trained, again, by the government indoctrination system to think that if there's a problem, if they perceive something is wrong with what another person is doing in their life, that they have been trained to just go straight to the state. Just go straight in and fill out a complaint form and let the state agents take care of it for you. That way you don't have to do anything like, oh, have a conversation with someone.
This reminds me when I happened to be on the board of my homeowners association, and someone had a party. And it was on a weekend. It was terribly late, but there was some music and a lot of people there and some noise. And the neighbor underneath me called me and said, could I go over there and ask her to please turn it down? And I didn't have any authority, especially anyway. I mean, but I guess there was
scared.
That notion. She just didn't want to have to be the person to do it. She didn't want to have to
right.
go over there and be.
Didn't want to look like the bad guy.
Yeah, and she kind of was. I mean, this lady was celebrating her, like, some kind of anniversary for mm-hmm. her recovery from cancer, and so she was having a party, and so she kind of was. I mean, she was kind of the neighbor who is constantly complaining about other neighbors, and she didn't want to be the person to go over there and.
What'd you tell her?
Well, I told her to go and do it herself, and eventually I caved in because I wasn't, I guess, the strong personality that I am now. And I went and very reluctantly said, this is coming from, I told her it was coming from, and I said who it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't coming from me. But, of course, everyone assumed I was the one complaining, and they invited me over to the party. And I had been invited to the party, actually, and I just didn't want to go at the time. And they invited me to the party and tried to, you know, get me not to be a whiner, I guess, about the noise. But I think that's just it. No one wants to confront someone themselves. And,
I think our
social skills are kind of hurt because of the fact
that
we...
I agree with you.
And many other skills because we are brought up to let the government do so many things for us.
Yeah, if you aren't put into that situation where you need to go and talk to somebody, where you have to step outside of your comfort zone, essentially. I mean, it's easy to go about your life and do the same things over and over again. You get up, you get ready for work, you get in the car, you go to work, you come home, you get, you know, put some food on the table, you eat, you relax, you go to bed, you do it over and over again. I mean, this is the zone that people are in. Then all of a sudden, neighbors across the street or down the hall or whatever have a party that's too loud. You aren't used to dealing with situations like that. It makes you feel uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable to go over and ask someone to change their behavior.
And that rut you just described, they're in that rut largely because of government and because of the indoctrination of how they're told they're supposed to grow up and go into a certain career and pay their taxes, which, you know, all of that rut is perpetuated also by government. And so then, of course, we want government to take care of these things for us. Parents who are working their butts off because they're paying so much in taxes are thrilled that the government takes their children from them for a while they go to work.
Yeah, and so you don't have to grow as a person. You don't have to learn how to interact with your neighbors in that way where you have to have a conversation with them about neighborliness and about mutual respect and whatever other things that you need to talk to them about. You're never given... You can avoid that encounter at all costs. All you have to do is just keep calling the police in, and they'll take care of it for you. And I think you're absolutely right, Dale, that's detrimental to people. They're not growing individually. They're not growing inside, and I think that's a problem.
Everything that we're convinced is the government's responsibility and not ours, that's a really scary place to go, I think, because no one's just taking personal responsibility for them, for everything that they do.
1-800-259-9231. The story I wanted to get to here, and we'll get back to the calls, is from the AP, since we're talking about animals. A canny chimpanzee who calmly collected a stash of rocks and then hurled them at zoo visitors in fits of rage has confirmed that apes can plan ahead, just like humans. Says a Swedish study on Monday, Santino, the chimpanzee's antisocial behavior, Santino is the name of the chimp, his antisocial behavior stunned both visitors and keepers at the Furvik Zoo, but fascinated researchers because it was so carefully prepared. According to a report in the journal Current Biology, the 31-year-old alpha male started building his weapons cache in the morning before the zoo opened, collecting rocks and knocking out discs from concrete boulders inside his enclosure. He waited until around midday before he unleashed a hailstorm of rocks against the visitors, according to the study. They say, a PhD student says, these observations convincingly show that our fellow apes do consider the future in a very complex way.
You know, every time they find some barrier between animals and people, the barrier gets broken down and they build a new one. They come up with something new to say, this is why humans are so special and better and all that.
He says it implies they have a highly developed consciousness, including lifelike mental simulations of potential events. So the ape knew that people were going to show up by a certain point in the day, and he was able. So that may mean he can even tell time to some extent, like, you know, has some sort of concept of when the sun is high in the sky, the people come to that fence and I hate them. So, you know, he gathers the stones together before the, you know, high noon or whatever, and he's ready to go. So it's kind of a neat story, isn't it?
Oh, it's very neat.
And I love it when these things are found out, when we find out that our animal friends are more like us than we'd originally believed them to be.
Well, they said language was a barrier, and then they found certain apes could learn sign language, mm-hmm. and then they said tools were a barrier, and there's lots of animals that use, not just apes, but like they found, I think it was ravens or crows, they actually bent a a stick into a hook to pull a stopper out of a thing so they could get some food underneath.
Yep. I remember that. Yeah, so essentially innovating, basically.
That was mind-blowing. I've seen it on video.
And then there's, you mentioned language, not just with apes, but also with dogs and cats. They found that dogs can learn over 200 human words, and I know for a fact that my kitty can do 20 or 30 different tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And most people would say that, well, cats just don't do that stuff.
The latest I heard is that animals don't appreciate art. That was the latest barrier, and I'm like, how are we going to figure that out, whether or not an animal appreciates art? You know, whatever it takes, they're going to, you know, there's something that they see as a fundamental difference.
Yeah, the reality is the difference is very insignificant. I mean, the difference between the animal's DNA and the human DNA in the case of cats and dogs and apes and many of the mammals that we're looking at here is very insignificant. The changes are, what, like an ape is like 99.9% the same as a human DNA-wise?
Well, yeah, chimpanzees and bonobo monkeys, I believe, are the closest. They're actually they're about the same in terms of how far away they are from us genetically. And apparently, we are closer genetically to chimpanzees than chimpanzees are to other primates.
1-800-259-9231. Just thought I'd share. That's kind of an interesting little animal story. Let's talk to Roy in Pennsylvania. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Roy?
I was just listening to what you were mentioning there, how like the apes were throwing rocks at like the zoo visitors and things like that.
Yes.
It kind of reminded me, I think there's kind of an analogy. There's a lot of people around the country right now kind of collecting stones.
What do you mean by that?
Just in case, like kind of getting into like a state of preparedness, I guess. It's not a very good analogy, but kind of.
Preparedness in what way? What are you referring to?
Like things like maybe storing up on food, things like that. Like if the economy were to really collapse and everything, just to kind of be prepared for it.
Yeah, that's true. Is that what you're calling about tonight?
Oh, no. I was actually calling to mention a few things about like communication and secure communication and things like that. Because I've noticed that like a lot of news is going around how people are being spied on through the internet and things like that. And they have all these huge databases. And I kind of wanted to mention to people how you can avoid that in a way.
Tell me about it in a moment. We'll bring it back for hour three, how you can avoid being spied on. That's always interesting. I know a lot of people are interested in such things as that. As I've gone along in my life, I've kind of cared less and less about being secretive. And I think that our movement, the Liberty Movement, at least here in New Hampshire, doesn't really tend to benefit from secrets.
I'm trying that too.
But that said, there are some things you do want to keep under wraps. And so we'll see what Roy has to say about it. Hour three is coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.